Special interest groups have found another way to say thank you to supportive lawmakers, and that's to hire a congressional relative. In a recent two-part series, the Los Angeles Times reported that relatives of more than two dozen members of Congress have been hired by major corporations as lobbyists. Chuck Newbar was one of three reporters on the series.
One of the lobbyists that we wrote about was John Brough Jr., who went out on his own a couple years ago and has made close to $1 million from a number of the various companies and special interests that his father has supported over the years.
His father's a Democratic senator from Louisiana.
Yes, Senator John Brough Sr., powerful centrist kind of legislator.
Do the companies represented by lobbyist John Brough Jr. have business before John Brough Sr.?
They do. Senator John Brough says that he doesn't discuss legislation with his son, but he discusses with the companies that employ his son, and they're paying his son a lot of money. We focused on the relatives of five powerful senators, and this is a bipartisan thing. Senator Trent Lott's son, Chet, he's become a part-time lobbyist. Some of his clients are like Bell South, the regional Bell, which, you know, has a lot at stake at Congress, and Senator Lott sits on the Commerce Committee, which is going to make those kind of decisions. There's Senator Ted Stevens, Republican, powerful head of the Appropriations Committee. His son, Ben, represents the fishing industry, petroleum industry, people whose futures are definitely affected by the kinds of things that Senator Stevens has done over the years for them. Senator Harry Reid, powerful Democrat senator in Nevada. In his case, his son-in-law is a lobbyist in Washington, and one of his sons is a lobbyist in Washington. Another son is a lobbyist in Nevada, and they all, you know, represent some special interest that Senator Reid has looked out for.
Now, some have made accommodations. Some say that they won't lobby that, you know, either the House or the Senate, depending on where their relative works.
Right. For example, Senator Daschle's wife is an aviation lobbyist, and they have a policy that she won't lobby the Senate. The thing is, the Senate doesn't have a standard, nor does the House. I mean, they leave it up to the individual members.
Yeah, why is that? I mean, they have ethics committees, they have rules and regulations. Why hasn't this been on the radar?
I think part of this goes back to spouses and whether you restrict spouses' ability to make a living. Or what some of the senators have said to us is, you know, my kid is entitled to make a living. And the rules only apply to the senator. It's not an issue they've looked real hard at. I mean, one of the things that the senators repeat is that the payments don't get me to change my mind. You know, they don't influence me. My son is working in fields that already have a strong position in. The support of the industry usually predates the hiring of the kids. It's kind of a thank you. Yeah. Some of the kids, they lobby other members of Congress. They do other things, but they're collecting payments from the special interests that their father are supporting.
Chuck Newbar is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times.